WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bear Advance. Metro's general managers unveiling a major plan today to overhaul the rail system to fix problems like the smoke incidents that happened again yesterday.
Metro's board chair Jack Gavin says the plan set to be unveiled is aggressive.
There's going to be a lot of single tracking, I'm told, during the day and on weekends and nights, and there's going to be a high-end closure, so there's going to be a high level of inconvenience.
Evan says the critical work has to happen now, but it will be expensive.
How are we going to pay for all this? I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars worth of work that needs to be done.
Evans is calling on Congress and local jurisdictions to help with funding to fix a system he says has been broken for too long.
It'll make it a safer and more reliable system.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Arlington Memorial Bridge is another example of infrastructure in our area that badly needs an overhaul. And experts with the National Capital Planning Commission have come up with a plan to do just that without having to completely shut the bridge down. Urban designer Matthew Fliss.
Given the importance of the bridge in supporting local and regional mobility, staff recommends the commission support methods that eliminate or minimize the need for full bridge closures for vehicular, pedestrian, and bicycle use during construction.
If that plan is adopted, traffic would be limited to three lanes and a sidewalk on the bridge for the duration of the bridge work. Grief counselors and extra security will be on hand today at High Point High School in Beltsville following a deadly shooting outside the school yesterday.
It was shortly before 5 on Thursday night when a woman came to High Point High to pick up her kids. She was waiting outside when Prince George's County Police Chief Hayes Sawinski says an argument began between her and a man that she had a previous relationship with.
An adult bystander saw this altercation becoming more heated and attempted to intervene. As he approached the male who was accosting the woman, the male produced a handgun and fired at him.
The bystander was shot in the shoulder, the woman shot and killed. No kids were injured. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The head of the Republican National Committee is now stepping in to try and mend some fences.
They're both committed to sitting down and work and actually talking this out.
RNC Chairman Reince Priebus in the middle of the fight to unite, confirming Donald Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan will meet face-to-face next week.
I'm just not ready to do that.
Only hours after Ryan told CNN's Jake Tapper that he's not ready to back Trump.
And what he's saying is, look, I want to get there. I think I will get there. But I want to talk to Donald Trump, and I want to work with him.
The chairman not promising 100% of the party will fall in line, but optimistic that there won't be a contested convention come July.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Meanwhile, a number of Hillary Clinton's closest advisors have been giving interviews to the FBI recently in the investigation into Clinton's private email server.
The interviews, we're told, are focused on whether classified information was mishandled and the security of the server. But so far, officials tell us no, there is no evidence of criminal wrongdoing at this point in the investigation. But again, the investigation is not over.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. The property tax in Alexandria is going up to generate more money for schools and renovate city buildings. The city council passed that 3-cent property tax hike yesterday. It'll cost the owner of an average home about $155 more per year. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,661, the Nasdaq at 47,17. Sports, the Nationals fall to the Cubs in Chicago. The Orioles beat the Yankees. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Tomorrow on The Retirement Professor, the most important first step you can take in preparing for retirement.
It's about getting into a retirement mindset where you start visualizing for yourself. I'm not kidding. My eyes are closed right here in the studio where I'm trying to do that for myself, but try to see yourself. You know, where will you be? What will you be doing during the day? What are the things that you would like to do for others?
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturdays at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and my friend Frank Prindle guarantees to sell your home on time and for top dollar, or he will buy it. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Beltway and Greenbelt for the crash on the outer loop as you approach 201 Kenilworth Avenue. Beyond after 95, seeing those delays after New Hampshire Avenue, actually around toward George Avenue into the Wilson Bridge. You're backing up before St. Barnabas Road. Getting down to the Beltway, heavy is the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. In fact, each direction through Laurel. Southbound 95, delays through Laurel this morning. South of 216, we had some report of debris along the roadway, and I'm looking at those delays backing up now before Route 32, again on southbound 95. All right, we have additional lanes blocked here on the southeast-southwest freeway to get over the outbound 11th Street Bridge. D.C. police tell me only the right lane gets by. If this stays much longer, this could impact the trip coming out of Virginia. Delays near the 3rd Street Tunnel for that. Also, we had delays from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Crash on the 14th Street Bridge gone. And Metro Rail's Red Line currently bypassing the Van Ness station due to a power outage. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Periods of rain and showers with maybe even a rumble of thunder today. Some spots could pick up an inch or two of rain. Mid-50s with a north breeze. The rain tapers off to showers as we roll through tonight. Maybe a rumble of thunder. 50 clouds to some sunshine tomorrow. 69. Plenty of sunshine on Mother's Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Stafford, 52 in Silver Spring, 53 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather sponsored by Remax. London awaits its election results. Did it just elect a Muslim mayor? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Yeah, it's 7:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk on this beautiful Friday in the nation's capital. Coming up later this morning, at the bottom of this hour, Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, former presidential candidate, get his take on Paul Ryan saying, yeah, not so sure about Donald Trump. I think Newt will have something to say about it. 8:05, Christian Toto, film critic extraordinaire, give us the look-see on the big blockbuster Captain America movie opening today. 8:35, Chris Barnes, fix WMATA, where he's going to tell us how we can fix WMATA. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line now is Michael Steele, a former lieutenant governor of the state of Maryland, former chairman of the RNC. Good morning to you, Michael. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Brian. How you doing, man?
All right, so now you've been the chairman of the RNC, and if you were the chairman of the RNC, as Reince Priebus is, and you had said it's time for us to get behind Donald Trump, and then you heard the Speaker of the House in an interview say something like this. Take a listen.
You have said throughout this process that you will support the Republican presidential nominee. Now you have a presumptive nominee, Donald Trump. Will you support him?
Well, to be perfectly candid with you, Jake, I'm just not ready to do that at this point. I'm not there right now. And I hope to, though, and I want to.
Well, I mean, how would you react if your Speaker of the House had done that after you had called for party unity?
I mean, I would not be happy. So, because the goal at this stage, once you make it clear that this is the guy that we're going to get behind and move forward, you got to get everyone behind and move forward. On the other hand, I do understand the hesitancy that people have who don't know Trump, who only know him from what they've seen and heard so far. Reince talked about the two of them, the Speaker and Trump, getting together next week. That would be something I would highly encourage, because the goal now is to get, you don't have a lot of time between now and Cleveland. So you want to go into Cleveland as unified as you possibly can be. There will be some outliers. There will be some stragglers, and there will be some people who actually won't even participate in the process, as both President Bushes have announced. That's okay. I get that. But everybody else, if we want to, if the goal here is to stop Hillary Clinton, not stop Donald Trump,
right,
then you've got to get the team in place to do that. And those type of comments delay the process. Doesn't make it, you know, necessarily more difficult at this point, just delays it.
Michael Steele, you know, listen, I agree with you on a lot of what you just said, but let me just ask you a question. I mean, isn't Paul Ryan reflecting what probably the majority of Republicans are feeling right now? I mean, this has been an extraordinary process, starting with 17 candidates. Donald Trump absolutely has secured the nomination, but more people, more Republicans have voted against him than for him. What is wrong with saying, okay, he's the nominee and congratulations, but if you want my support, you need to earn my vote. Tell me why I should support you. What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that, and I absolutely agree with that, and I understand why a lot of people have that position. But now becomes a question of how does this work? Look, Donald Trump has to come to Washington, like, you know, Mr. Smith goes to Washington. Donald Trump has to come to Washington. But also, Washington has to come to Donald Trump. This cannot be a one-way street. The expectation in this town cannot be you come to us and basically make us happy, and then we'll decide if we will join your effort. It's got to be, let's get together and figure out that sweet spot where we both can be somewhat happy, because they're not going to be completely happy with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He is not their kind of candidate. He's a populist conservative Democrat Republican. I mean, you know,
okay,
it's an amalgam of stuff.
But I just want to say, and listen, I'm not anti-Trump by any stretch of the imaginations. I'm just trying to keep it, you know, we keep it real with you, Michael Steele.
Yes, indeed.
And this entire process, Donald Trump, every time his back was against the wall or he felt he wasn't getting support from Washington, he said, oh, if they're not going to treat me fairly and be nice to me, I'm out of here. I'm going to go third party. He spent his whole time doing that. And now you've got Republicans saying, okay, well, it's time for you to be nice to us or we're going to bolt. To me, that's fair play.
Well, the question is, what does nice to us mean? We know what Donald Trump's nice to us means. It means, you know, don't trash me, don't talk smack about right. me. You know,
yeah. Paul Ryan defined what it means. Paul Ryan said, show me what your conservative principles are.
Okay, I don't think you can line 10 conservatives up and get 12 definitions of what their conservative principles
all
are.
All right, well, that's fair. Especially talk show hosts.
Yeah, well, I get all that. But, I mean, look, I mean, a lot of people who support Donald Trump, I mean, we've had some of them on the air this morning already. They are not happy with Speaker Ryan. And what, you know, if the Donald is out there saying, you know, I'm not going to be an establishment Republican and I'm going to be an outsider, and now he has to go to Washington and sort of bow down before the other establishment Republican in the party, the Speaker of the House, the highest ranking, you know, elected official that
sure.
we have in the party. Doesn't that sort of damage his brand a little bit to have to bow down and kiss the ring of Paul Ryan?
But Donald Trump is not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So can we all be clear about that? He's not going to come to Washington and kiss anybody's ring. Trust me on that. But that's Brian. You put your finger on the core piece here, though. Yeah, you know, you can talk about, well, all these other Republicans voted against Donald Trump, but Donald Trump dispatched with 9 governors, 4, you know, 5 senators, and you know, and went through the doctor and the businesswoman. So he has gone through the gauntlet that has been established by the establishment. He did what everybody expected him to do. You go in, you compete, you either win or lose. So now for him to come to Washington and be expected to, you know, just wholesale take on their agenda and do as they want him to do, that's not going to happen. What these two parties have to decide is, how can we accommodate each other? How can we work together? Because trust me, at the end of the day, Donald has a greater force behind him than Paul Ryan has behind him.
All right.
That's the reality of it.
Michael Steele, you are an old hand at Republican politics, and I suspect over the course of many years, candidates have called you and asked for advice. You know, what do you think I should do about this? So if Team Trump calls you and says, listen, we got a problem with Latinos and we got a problem with women, all the polls show that, and we got to fix this to win the national election, what's your advice?
Well, it's a little bit complicated because the pile is deep, and it's, you know, it's going to take a lot to really clear a lot of that out. But I think if Donald Trump now, if he said he would throughout the campaign, make that effort to show you know, how what he's talking about translates into policy, what that means for these communities that are clearly offended by what he has said throughout this campaign. He can begin to turn some of that corner. Look, he is not going to secure the Latino vote. He's not going to get a majority of the vote. What he's got to do now is mitigate the damage. He's got to figure out how he speaks to the community, and particularly that part of the community that agrees with his idea that we should secure our borders and prevent illegal immigration.
All right.
That is an important part for them as well.
Just a moment or two left. Literally, we're running out of time.
Sure.
What vice presidential running mate would help unify the party?
You know, I don't have a specific name, although I do like Susana Martinez, and Governor Christie. I think a governor helps him more than anything else, because someone who's actually had to govern,
right,
work with the legislature, I think that type of person could be very helpful.
All right. Listen, thank you very much. And we appreciate you, Michael Steele, for joining us.
How about a former lieutenant governor and former chairman of the Republican Party? Maybe an African-American. Maybe he is somebody who's well-known to the MSNBC crowd. Maybe Michael Steele should be the running mate. Trump Steele.
There we go. Good night.
750.
Don't forget to tip you later.
And by the way, we want to know what you think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Which vice presidential pick do you think would unify the party? Get on the phone right now. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL.
It is 715. Now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here she is, the next vice president of the United States, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, you shouldn't. No, let's not really. Let's get you around the Beltway in Greenbelt on the outer loop. After the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, as you come up to 201 Kenilworth Avenue, remnants of the earlier crash with big delays, actually, as you pass 214 Central Avenue. Another hiccup that we've now are experiencing is because of the crash on the Constitution Avenue. So as you come over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge out of Virginia, as you get onto Constitution Avenue at 23rd Street, that's where we have the accident. Southeast-Southwest Freeway trying to get out of town over the outbound 11th Street Bridge and M Street. At last check, DDOT still telling me just the right lane getting by. That's linking up with the delays now coming out of Virginia and across the 14th Street Bridge in that stretch. Suitland Parkway heavy to approach DC 295. Metro Rail's Red Line currently bypassing Van Ness Station due to the power outage. They've been dealing with this for about an hour now. Shuttle bus service is in place. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We want to hear from you. What vice presidential pick could Trump make that unifies the party, brings you on board? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. We've got some rain today. Expect 1 to 2 inches. Thunder possible, high around 55 degrees. Tonight, light rain early, and then overnight, just cloudy with a low around 50 degrees. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, cloudy skies in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, high of 69. And Sunday, sunny all day, beautiful day, highs in the low 70s. Good day to go wine tasting. Just saying, beautiful day. Rolling hills out there in Northern Virginia. Right now, 53 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by V&F Coffee and Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
All right, so much talk about party unity and the need for it now. And one of the ways that a candidate can help to unify a party, as has been done in the past, is to pick a vice presidential running mate that will reassure those who have doubts about your candidacy. And so, my question for you, who is that person in your mind? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. There are some updates that we need to share with you in this regard, because Trump did an interview with Bret Baier yesterday on the Fox News Channel, and he said Marco Rubio is a possibility. And before, many people thought that might not be a possibility, but he said, actually, I've had some conversations after Marco got out of the race. I've had some conversation with him, and I think, you know, it's something that I will at least consider. Didn't say it was the choice, said he would consider it. He says Nikki Haley, governor of South Carolina, is not somebody under consideration. It was made known yesterday by Rick Perry, former governor of the state of Texas, that he would be open to that job. Among others who have said they're not interested, Rob Portman, Nikki Haley, Ben Carson has said he doesn't want to be the nominee or the running mate. Rick Scott, governor of Florida, has said no. John Kasich has said no. And Joe Biden joked about it and said he wouldn't be up to the job.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
That's a relief, isn't it? So what do you think? Who's the person that would unify the party? We'll start off with Matt in Alexandria. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I thought actually the second choice, but first would be Marco Rubio, and then maybe Bill Kristol as the second choice.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Well, why Marco Rubio, though?
I think he's got enough positives to help boost his Trump's image. I mean, I don't support Trump at all during the primaries, but he might be the one that can actually put a, I don't know, polish to his image.
You know, let me tell you something. I think you're right, Matt. I keep looking at this and looking at this, and the news that he's, you know, talking to Marco, and they're having and some of the things that Marco was saying over the last couple of weeks.
And by the way, the ugliness between those two never got beyond little Marco. And,
well, no, in the hands. I mean, no, that debate.
Yeah, maybe so. I retract that remark. It was ugly.
Awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's sort of the beauty of this. And again, I'm not saying this is a good idea, because I think putting Marco Rubio on the ticket doesn't send a great message to grassroots constitutional conservatives out there. However, I think it makes sense. I think this is going to happen, because think about it. First, I mean, in terms of the amnesty issue, the border wall issue, it purges Rubio of the monkey on his back about amnesty, and it shores up Florida. It shores up the Latino vote. And again, it's one of those things where Rubio can say, listen, if I'm okay with Trump after everything he put me through, you guys can be okay with Trump, too. I don't know if it'll work, but I think that's going to happen.
Sarah in Bristow has an idea that I'm seeing other people also advocate for. Good morning, Sarah. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. What do you think?
Well, I'm taking this from my fiancé. He gave me this idea, and it's amazing. We both decided we would like to have Condoleezza Rice as the VP, because not only is she was Secretary of State, she was amazing Secretary of State. She's African-American. She's a woman. She's single, never married, doesn't have any kids. So she'll tear a new one, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I don't see that happening, and I think it would be Condoleezza Rice who would say, I don't want that to happen. And I would not be surprised in the next few days to see her come out and say that she's not interested in the job.
I don't know if that unifies the party. I think it shores up his shortcomings in terms of foreign policy. But I don't think the grassroots Republicans and a lot of fractured Republicans would say, well, finally, Condi's there. Now we can jump on board. I don't see it doing that.
All right. So listen, more of your calls straight ahead. Who would be the vice presidential pick that the Donald could go for that would help unify the party? It's been done before. Who would you choose to help unify the party? We'll take your calls coming up.
It's 722 on WMAL.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Do you wish those bags under your eye would go away? Well, stop wishing and do something about it, right? You're a go-getter. You listen to WMAL. You seize the day. You don't just wait for things to happen or things to be handed to you. You actually fix the problem. And believe it or not, those bags under your eyes, the puffiness around your eyes that make you look older than you really are, you actually can do something about it. You actually can seize the day and fix it with Genucel. That's what I did, and I love Genucel. It's a product from Chamonix that uses plant stem cell treatments, and it takes care of the bags and puffiness under your eyes. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours. You get your money back. So there really is no risk in trying it. And by the way, right now with Chamonix's Mother's Day sale, they're going to double your order absolutely free, and they're going to throw in their best-selling L'Essence neck treatment. That's absolutely free. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area, and you know what I'm talking about if you have issues with your neck, then L'Essence. Try it. It's free when you order Genucel today. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. This sale is not going to last forever. It's for Mother's Day, after all. 800-525-2720. One more time. 800-525-2720.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Each franchise independently owned and operated offer good on selected Signature Series product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
They say that love's a compromise.
But not this time.
She wanted a beautiful home.
He wanted an energy efficient home.
So what brought us together?
Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds has an incredible selection of beautiful window coverings.
And Budget Blinds offers multiple energy-saving designs.
They look gorgeous.
And they keep rooms warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
It's a perfect marriage.
I'll say.
Right now is the time to save during Budget Blinds' Spring Style Event. Now get up to a $250 rebate on energy-efficient window coverings at Budget Blinds. Plus, Budget Blinds sends a style consultant right to your door with swatches, styles, and ideas for free. And they do all the measuring and installation. You don't lift a finger. Call Budget Blinds today for your free in-home consultation. Then qualify for up to a $250 rebate during Budget Blinds' Spring Style Event. Going on now. Call 1-800-590-5797. That's 1-800-590-5797. 1-800-590-5797.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Right now, Larry, the woes for Metro Rail. Power outage at the Van Ness station. That station has been closed for over an hour, so they weren't stopping the Metro Rail at all there. Shuttle bus service has been set up. Try Cleveland Park, Henleytown. Those could work as your options, but of course it's getting there is the obstacle. Again, bus shuttle service has been set in place and big delays, of course. Now let's get you in around the region. First, across the 14th Street Bridge with delays near Boundary Channel, actually back near the Pentagon, past Boundary Channel, and now linking up to the crash on the outbound side of the 11th Street Bridge near M Street. Also 395 in delays through Landmark. On the trip on 95, a little bit of volume in Aquia, Woodbridge toward the Occoquan, but really that's about it for 95. 66, a little bit lighter than normal, but you still see that stop and go pushing into Centerville and Fair Oaks. Now, around the Beltway into Greenbelt, looks like all lanes reopened on the outer loop near Kenilworth Avenue, but delays were back near Central Avenue. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure to the east, occasional showers, and even some steady rain at times as we head through this Friday. So another damp, cool day with temperatures in the middle 50s with a north breeze. Couple of inches of rain possible. My meteorologist, Ray Stegick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 degrees at 726.
Nikki Haley and Susana Martinez.
No, not Nikki Haley. No, Nikki Haley, no. She wasn't under consideration. But I'm looking at a lot. I'm looking at quite a few.
And you had conversations with Marco Rubio recently, several of them.
We've had really nice conversations. Not necessarily about that, just that we have, you know, we always had a very good relationship, Brett, Marco and I. And then it got a little bit nasty for a period of time. But Marco's a good guy, a really nice guy, and I like him, but not necessarily with respect to any position. But it could happen.
So it could happen, but he's not, you know, there's some noises being made there. Who would unify the party in your mind? I'm going to run through some calls here quickly. Ben in Warrington, you're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think there, Ben?
Hey, guys. I'm not really sure who would do it. I think Ben Carson would be a big pick, but he obviously said no. I don't think he's going to go with an establishment guy, because that would kind of kill his whole message and a lot of the major support that he got in the primaries. I'm not a Trump guy. I was a Cruz guy, but I can just from what I can tell about him, I would be disappointed if he picked an establishment
well,
guy.
Well, you know, Ben Carson is somebody who has been mentioned. He says he's not interested, but, you know, that's Dick Cheney was on the choice selection committee. Turned out they ended up picking Dick Cheney. How about Paul and Frederick? You're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, I would say Scott Walker. Because he's done very well with his own state and dealing with the union.
Yep.
But there's one thing also to consider. Whoever the VP is the tiebreaker vote for the Senate.
Right.
And if something happens to Trump, he would become president.
Well, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of part of the job description.
That could take over.
Well, I'd say... Yeah, fair enough. All right, listen, we appreciate your calls.
Yeah, and one of the people that many people are naming is Newt Gingrich, right?
And guess what?
Yeah.
He's up next after the news here in just a few moments.
It's 7:28.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed. like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks and read other contributions at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Coming up, Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, will be our guest. We'll talk to him about, well, everything we've been talking about, your party unity, Trump, and a VP pick. Also, are you ready for finger-licking good nail polish? We'll explain after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Long Fence. We expect to get details today of a major new plan to fix critical safety problems in the Metro Rail system. Early word is the plan will take months to complete and may include steps such as closing portions of some rail lines for extended periods of time, single tracking, and cutting back weekend hours. The FBI has now reached into Hillary Clinton's inner circle as part of its investigation of her private email server.
In recent weeks, several of her aides, including Huma Abedin, one of Clinton's closest and longest-serving advisors, have sat down for questions at an FBI building just a few blocks from where I'm sitting. This is an important stage of this probe because it signals that the investigation could soon be completed.
Correspondent Evan Perez. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has a lot of work to do before he'll win the backing of conservatives in the party.
I think that he needs to do more to unify this party, to bring all wings of the Republican Party together. I think conservatives want to know, does he share our values and our principles? Unlimited government, the proper role of the executive, adherence to the Constitution. There are lots of questions that conservatives, I think, are going to want answers to, myself included.
Now, former RNC Chairman Michael Steele says if there is to be unity in the Republican Party, it has to be a two-way street.
Donald Trump has to come to Washington, but also Washington has to come to Donald Trump. This cannot be a one-way street. The expectation in this town cannot be you come to us and basically make us happy, and then we'll decide if we will join your effort.
Steele says both sides need to find what he calls the sweet spot, where both can be at least somewhat happy with the other. Steele spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Economists are expecting a positive April jobs report when the Labor Department releases the numbers in about an hour. Experts surveyed by FactSet believe the economy added some 200,000 jobs last month. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,661, the NASDAQ at 47,17. Sports, the Nats' ninth inning rally falls short and they lose to the Cubs. The O's beat the Yankees in 10. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's time to score with big savings from Long Fence. For a limited time, get 25% off all our quality products. As a family-owned and operated company with over 70 years of experience, Long Fence has provided area homeowners with all of their deck, hardscaping, and fencing needs. Financing options are available for qualified buyers. For your free estimate and to take advantage of this limited time offer of 25% off, visit longfence.com. That's longfence.com.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Okay, everyone. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com special code 5050. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged, or your money back. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Shari's berries, and I bet your mom will be too. But order now, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com, special code 5050.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, DC 295 southbound. As you pass Benning Road, that crash gone. So glad to tell you that all lanes have been reopened there, starting to flow through there. Also, the earlier crash on the inbound 14th Street Bridge, that accident's been cleared too. Now, the problems continue on the freeway. It is jammed each direction. We'll start first with the crash on the outbound 11th Street Bridge near M Street, only allowing the right side slowly to get by. That's now linking up with those delays coming out of Virginia. And then as you come off of northbound 295 to get onto the westbound freeway past the 3rd Street Tunnel toward the 14th Street Bridge. Hillendale, let's go Maryland, on New Hampshire Avenue, just north of the Beltway, the crash. New Hampshire Avenue at the intersection with Powder Mill Road. South of the Beltway, northbound New Hampshire Avenue at Adelphi Road for the crash. 270, that's been incident-free and lighter than normal. 66. No incidents to report. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damn Friday, the rain not steady the whole day, but certainly some batches of steady to moderate rainfall at times, and maybe even a rumble of thunder. Mid-50s, north breeze, inch or two of rain in some spots. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Warrenton, 50 in Hyattsville, 53 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Morning. On the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Does the thought of nail polish that smells like Kentucky Fried Chicken appeal to you in any way? We want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. Finger-licking fingernail polish. It's coming up in just a moment, that conversation. Also at 8:05, Christian Toto, film critic extraordinaire about the big Captain America Civil War film breaking today. And then at 8:35, Chris Barnes, fix WMATA, because guess what? Metro, a disaster again. I'm Larry O'Connor, alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, by the way, former presidential candidate and author of a new fiction book called Duplicity. It's a D.C. thriller. Mr. Speaker, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, and thank you for joining us. Okay, look, I've heard you say that, you know, that it's a 1,000-to-1 chance that Donald Trump might turn to Newt Gingrich as a running mate, and that's not my question. I just need a simple okay. answer to this question. If he were to call and say, Newt, I need you to be my running mate, what would your answer be?
Look, I think any citizen has to listen carefully to a potential president. And I would listen carefully. But I think it's not likely to happen. I'm more likely to...
I know you feel that way. But, I mean, would you say yes if he asked you?
Well, I would say what I just said to you. I would listen carefully.
I've got a more important question. Do you and Callista move into the observatory, or do you do a Frank Underwood and just stay at home?
Well, I don't think we ever quite do a Frank Underwood, although it's a great... It's an amazing show. I absolutely find it fascinating. It's a version of Washington that doesn't exist, but it sure does scare you.
Yeah, it really does.
So I think he answered. He moves into the observatory. Yeah. There we have our answer. Yeah, okay. We got our answer.
Thank you very much.
You guys do not. You do not have any kind of scoop. I'm not answering the question.
You would listen.
I call in for happy.
Would you listen favorably? Right.
This is very close to an ambush interview.
We're not asking you about Kentucky Fried Chicken fingernail polish.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right, well, let me ask you this then, because you are a former Speaker of the House, and I think that you can give us a perspective on Paul Ryan's statement yesterday that very few people can give us. Is it Speaker Ryan's obligation as the, basically, he leads the party here, all of the Republican elected officials look to him as their leader here in Washington, D.C. Doesn't he owe it to the party to immediately back the nominee? What is this process he's going through? Are you in favor of what he did yesterday?
Yeah, no, I think he made a mistake yesterday, and I think Reince Priebus has it exactly right as the National Committee Chairman. I mean, Ryan has every right to take a specific issue and say, I don't agree with this, and as Speaker, I'm not going to move it. He can sit down and negotiate very toughly with the presumptive, you know, with the nominee on specific issues. That is why the Constitution has a division of powers, and I encourage that kind of tough-minded negotiation. But it has to be done within a framework that we're all Republicans, we're all on the same side. I think Paul's comments, which I suspect in part came from the shock, which all of us had, that this whole thing moved up by an entire month. I mean, nobody really thought that there was any likelihood of Trump getting the nomination before California.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, and I think it was an act of statesmanship, and I think he deserves to be commended for it, but when Cruz drops out after the Indiana primary, he basically took a month of getting used to each other out of the system. So instead of having a month to keep sort of dating, if you will, and getting to know each other better, all of a sudden, boom, Donald Trump is the nominee. And I think that's part of the shock you're seeing reflected in Paul's comments. But I do think personally that the Speaker of the House is a party leader chosen by the party. He owes some serious respect to the millions and millions of voters who have chosen the Republican nominee. And in the long run, it is destructive to get involved in this kind of a fight. It encourages others to take even more extreme positions. And frankly,
couldn't it also be another scenario? Sure. So he meets with him next week, and they emerge from this meeting, and Paul Ryan says, "I've had some questions of the speaker of the nominee. I'm sorry, I've had some questions of Donald Trump. I've gotten the answers that I need to hear, and I am now on board." Isn't that very helpful to him? In that it tells everybody else who has some doubts about Donald Trump that I have vetted this guy, and I hereby now give him my seal of approval.
Well, look, I hope that's what happens next week. I have no idea if that is what will happen next week. But I also just want to come back to my original point. Speaker of the House has a lot of tools. I mean, he can defend whatever position he believes in by the power of whether or not he even brings it to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So he has enormous leverage over the President of the United States if he wants to use it. He doesn't need to engage in this kind of public display. And what he's doing is he's giving cover for other Republicans to suddenly decide, gee, they're going to be purer than Ryan. They're not ever going to support Trump. Well, that's very damning. What leads you to a Goldwater-sized disaster is if all of a sudden a large chunk of Republicans decide that it is morally pure to decide you're not for the nominee. Mm. It's also, frankly, an insult to the millions and millions of voters who went out and selected a nominee they believe in.
Speaker Gingrich, we only have a minute left, but let's maybe help this Speaker Ryan's conversation along here. You have proclaimed your support for the nominee for Donald Trump, so maybe you can answer Speaker Ryan's questions. What conservative principles and values underlie Donald Trump's policies that we can rally behind? Where are his conservative principles?
Well, let's start with the Supreme Court, where the people he nominates are going to be radically more conservative than Hillary Clinton.
Well, hasn't he said he thinks his sister, a liberal judge, would be a good one for the Supreme Court, or was that just a joke?
I think if somebody says that their sister is good for something, you know that they're loyal to their family.
All right.
Well. But I can tell you that the conversations going on between key conservative intellectuals and Trump, you're going to have a very conservative court, would be an example. I frankly think the idea that we ought to rethink our foreign policy is very much in the tradition of Dwight David Eisenhower. I mean, we have been fighting for 15 years. the Middle East is a total disaster. I think it's actually good to say, let's stop and take a deep breath and think. But maybe, you know, maybe I'm more critical of the current establishment.
All right.
Some of the guys who would automatically go down the same drawing we're already on.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you, Mr. Speaker.
Anti-establishment Newt Gingrich, ready to pack his bags for the observatory. We have our scoop.
We have it. We have it. We have it. Yeah, we big scoop here on Mornings
you
of the Mall.
You guys have fun today.
All right.
Always.
Newt Gingrich, thank you so much.
It's 7:44 on WMAL. Coming up, Kentucky Fried Chicken fingernail polish.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
All right. It's an important reminder, if you haven't figured it out already, Mother's Day is this weekend, and 1-800-Flowers is having a huge flash sale for all you people who put it off. You're going to get 20% off everything on my listener page, but that's today only. Did you hear that? 20% off everything you see, and it's a wide selection of beautiful Mother's Day arrangements that mom's going to love. And yes, you're right, they can deliver it in time, so you are not the in the doghouse there. Okay, guys, so make sure you get this done. It's your last chance to order for Mother's Day. It's only available for the next few hours, you know, but pretty soon today. It's not like all day long you're going to be able to get your order in and get it delivered. It's only for a few hours, so make sure you take care of it now. How do you get to my listeners page? I am so glad you asked.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter Larry. And then you'll see the whole plethora of Mother's Day gifts right in front of you. A cornucopia, if you will. In fact, I do think they will sell you a cornucopia. 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter my name, Larry.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, let's begin in Oakton. Looks like we're still dealing with the crash on Hunter Mill Road, south of Vale Road, but a tow truck is on the scene. I'm seeing delays in each direction. A plethora of problems continue this morning. 66 east as you pass 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, the broken down on the shoulder, and then you'll have some delays getting over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge onto Constitution Avenue to the crash at 23rd Street. Looks like they might have all lanes reopened there now, so just a little extra volume. A lot of extra volume, 395 delays, almost back to the Beltway, jammed across the 14th Street Bridge to the crash on the outbound 11th Street Bridge as you come off the freeway. That's a long-standing crash. It's been there for a while. Just the right lane slowly getting by. Slowly is the trip to the Wilson Bridge moving along before St. Barnabas Road for those backups. Each direction through Largo, Outer Loop, and Greenbelt, the earlier crash now gone. Metro Rail, they're still dealing with a power outage, unfortunately. Red Line commuters, they are bypassing the Van Ness station. Shuttle bus service set up between Cleveland Park and Tenleytown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Okay, Friday, the rain not steady the whole day, but certainly some batches of steady to moderate rainfall at times, and maybe even a rumble of thunder. Mid-50s, north breeze, inch or two of rain in some spots. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 degrees in the nation's capital, 747.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on Friday night.
If the idea of Kentucky Fried Chicken flavored nail polish appeals to you, please explain why. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. They're launching I love the Chinese people. I'm huge in China. They love me in China.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that like Jerry Lewis and the French?
Maybe. They have come up in Hong Kong. You can only get this in Hong Kong. A nail polish that smells like Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good,
and it's edible.
It's lickable, apparently. And this is not a joke. And it comes in original recipe and hot and spicy. Well, let's face it. I mean, so now I don't know about you, but whenever my wife does her fingernails and opens up that bottle, I can smell it three rooms away, man. It's like a toxic. It's such a chemically. It's a very distinctive smell.
It's a nasty
smell. Yeah. Well, if it smells like chicken. You know, what's wrong with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that would make it a lot more
right? I'm okay
palatable,
with that,
right?
Yeah. What do you want there smelling around the house? Okay, Sylvia,
Do you want your wife or significant girlfriend or that woman in your life to smell like chicken, though?
Well, maybe it'll appeal to other men. Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
And I definitely would want original recipe if that were going to be the case.
I'm more of an extra crispy kind of guy, if you know what I mean. Yeah. So I ask the vast listenership of WMAL. Yeah. Where they stand on Kentucky Fried Chicken.
One call.
Well, no. It's not that we got one call, but it's who called in.
Yeah, I know.
Who else but Sylvia Waldorf.
That's right.
Ready to chime in on Kentucky Fried Chicken smelling fingernail polish. Sylvie, go.
Well, you know, I'm Puerto Rican, so I would like plantain or red rice and red beans. But seriously, let's be serious here. Do I want every pet and animal within a 5-mile radius in my neighborhood following me around while I'm doing my exercise, or every goose and wild turkey? No, that's disgusting.
This is very good point, Sylvia. I hadn't thought of that. What about the wildlife that you attract with this?
Absolutely. That's just gross. And I would have to have a stick to send them all out of the way.
Well, let's face it, Sylvie, you probably already have to beat him off with a stick.
I've heard that, yeah, about her. Yeah.
Gracias.
Sylvie and Waldorf.
Sylvia, thank
you. Darling. Of course, she runs the WMAL, Real Housewives of WMAL Facebook page.
That's right.
Where burning issues like this are discussed on a regular basis.
And I'm certain will be discussed in just a few moments.
Do you think that the fingernail polish comes in a bucket? Can you get a bucket of fingernail polish and with a side of mash and biscuits?
Maybe. Oh, I get a bucket as in a bucket of chicken. I got
you.
That's great.
Finger licking good. You know who wrote that?
Mm-mm.
Barry Manilow.
I heard that. Yeah.
Barry Manilow wrote that. All right. It is 7:50 right here on Oh wait, no. Courtney and Roundhill needs a equal time, fair and balanced. Go, Courtney.
All right, Courtney, you're up.
Come on. Hi.
Hi, Courtney.
What do you say, Courtney?
I think that it's gross to have your fingers smell like Kentucky Fried Chicken with nail polish.
Yeah, we think you're right,
and
Courtney.
If you want your fingernails to smell like Kentucky Fried Chicken, just eat a bucket of it.
There you go.
Problem solved.
I mean, you know, when you eat a bunch of original recipe, your fingers do smell like chicken for some time.
For quite some time.
It actually solves the problem in a much more palatable
way. Unless you're
way.
Like Donald Trump and you eat it with fork and knife, then that's just a problem. Thank you, Courtney.
Thanks, Courtney.
We are educating a generation of all the important elements in life. It's 7:50 on WMAL.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia, and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week 4, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey guys, ever wonder why getting into shape isn't as easy as it was when you were 25? Well, it's not your fault. It's Mother Nature's. Because once you hit 45, your body has less youth-boosting free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. That's why you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Nugenix helps you feel stronger and more energetic, more passionate too. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting STRONG to 99000. Nugenix is so effective it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get yourself back into shape and be more of the man you want to be with award-winning Nugenix. Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting STRONG to 99000. Again, text STRONG to 99000.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
It's 7:53. What in God's name is going on with your money? Well, Chuck Kamlick at the CNBC News Desk, he has the answers. Hey, Chuck.
Hi, good morning. We'll know more about where the money goes in about 37 minutes when we get today's big jobs report. 200,000 new hires expected. Unemployment at 5%. Workers pay up again. If Wall Street likes the numbers, stocks will rise, and that'll put a little extra money in your wallet. Apple CEO Tim Cook will visit Beijing this month. According to Reuters, he wants to meet with high-level government officials as he tries to deal with setbacks in the Chinese market. Net nutritional supplement maker Herbalife says it could pay up to $200 million to settle a government investigation into its business practices. One investor called Herbalife a pyramid scheme. The settlement would be a small price to pay to put that behind it. The trial begins today into whether media mogul Sumner Redstone is mentally competent enough to run his company. National Amusements holds controlling interests in both CBS and Viacom, and they're back. Walmart bringing back door greeters at its 5,000 stores, an effort to improve customer relations, and oh yeah, check those bags on the way out, too. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Great news from Zero Res, the company I use to have my carpets deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh. First of all, honestly, you know that they're great at carpets, but did you know that they're also great at hardwood and laminate floors, as well as upholstery, tile, and grout? They do it all, and they do it the right way. You know, it's locally owned and operated by Luis and Lindsay Padilla, and I've met Luis. He's fantastic. He actually personally cleaned the carpets in my home, and you know, whenever it's a family-owned business, you know you've got someone that cares and will ensure excellent customer service. They stand behind the work 100%, and they care about who's in your home, too. All of the Zero Res Master technicians are highly trained company employees. They're bonded, they're background checked, they're drug tested, they're insured. Trust me, you got everything reliable about Zero Res, and they've got a great deal for you right now for Mother's Day. If you're out of ideas, how about this? A gift certificate from Zero Res. Mom's home gets cleaned, and also you save a little money because there's a special offer. If you mention WMAL, get your sofa cleaned at regular price and then get the love seat done at 50% off. Also, you can get the carpets taken care of, three rooms, pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $149. Minimum supply. Book now. Call 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It is now 7:55, time for WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, better news for Metrorail commuters. It's been almost 2 hours they've been dealing with a power outage shutting down the Van Ness Metro Station. They've just restored power. Yes, it's going to be a little bit of a mess for a while, but they are going to be stopping trains again, Red Line through Van Ness. They've restored the power there. Oh boy, 395, here we go, from Landmark jammed across the 14th Street Bridge. We have a three-car crash in the district on the outbound side of the 11th Street Bridge at M Street. Now two lanes get by the crash, but it has been a tough ride. Coming north on 295 across the inbound 11th Street Bridge to the freeway. Looks like we had an accident along the way now on the inbound side. Each direction, Maryland Beltway through Largo, New Carrollton, below speed to the Wilson Bridge, almost back near Route 5 Branch Avenue. Now wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Peer Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Day of Friday, the rain not steady the whole day, but certainly some batches of steady to moderate rainfall at times, and maybe even a rumble of thunder. Mid-50s, north breeze, inch or two of rain in some spots. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees at 7:57.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL download.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
How did you get here so fast?
I'll open the garage door.
Follow me, guys.
Yes, sir.
You sure you can handle it?
Zero problem, sir.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
Can you take that big pile of...
Do you have anything in the attic or the backyard you'd like to make disappear?
Follow me. How about... And could you take...
How do you guys do that?
It's gone. It's all gone.
All you have to do is point.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
I never knew our garage was so big.
Wait till you see the backyard.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by Chris Barnes of Fix WMATA, because guess what? WMATA needs a lot of fixing.
Are you psyched about the Captain America movie opening today? A lot of people are. Christian Tobin.